Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud. The Yontev Chamisha, we hear in the Mishnah that Yontev there are five Oilim, V'yayim HaKippurim Shisha. So the Gemara says, Mas Nisen Moni, Loi Rabbi Yishmael, V'loi Rabbi Kive. The Tanya we learned in Abaraisev, V'yontev Chamisha, V'yayim HaKippurim Shisha, U'bishabes Shiva. Ein Peichsin Mehem, V'ein Meisifin Aleihem. So that already is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Meisifin Aleihem. And here it says, Ein Meisifin Aleihem. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Imer B'yontev Chamisha, U'b'yayim HaKippurim Shiva, U'b'shabesh Shisha. So Rabbi Kiva already holds that Shisha and Shiva are different, that Shabbos is Shisha and Yom Kippur is Shiva. Ein Peichsin Mehem, Avo Meisifin Aleihem. And the Meisifin, it is like our Mishnah, but like in the Shisha v'Shiva, it's not like our Mishnah. Moni, Rabbi Yishmael, Kashe Taisvet, Rabbi Kiva, Kashe Shisha v'Shiva. Stamazet understand why Rabbi Kiva held that Yom Kippur is more humble than Shabbos. So the Toriyavim wants to say, because there's a Tfilah Yaseira, there's Tfilah Mila, so that's why they were Moisev more than Shabbos. The Rosh Yosef wants to say that they didn't want to be Moisev too oilim by Shabbos, out oinik Shabbos, or get out too late. But Yom Kippur, since there is no Achila Shtiyah, so therefore they were Moisev too. Bal Kaponim, we have a problem. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rove, Tone Dvei Rabbi Shmueli. Our Mishnah is like Tone Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tone Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, V'yontev Chamisha, V'yom HaKippurim Shisha, V'shabbos Shiva, En Peichsin Mehem Avo Meisifin Aleihem Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Mamela, so our Mishnah is going according to the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Kashid Rabbi Yishmael Ad Rabbi Yishmael, Reita Noi Alibid Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, Man Tane Lohod Desanye, B'yontev ma'achrim lavoi. In yontev, you start late. They started late davening. We'll see what late is considered b'einei Rashi. Umemarim lotzeitz, and you're memar to leave early. B'yayim HaKippurim memarim lavoi. You come early. Umemarim lotzeitz, and you leave late. B'Shabbos memarim lovoi u'memarim lotzeis. Shabbos, in a prat like Yom Kippur, memarim lovoi u'memarim lotzeis, like Yom Tiv. Is leimer Rabbi Kiva de islei gavri yaseir. So the Gemara had a problem. Why Yom Kippur do you leave later than Shabbos? Why do you leave later? The Rosh Yosef brings down, we're in shul a whole day, but it seems by them they weren't in shul. They used to leave. They came back, Mustamen, for the tefillahs, for the other tefillahs. Maybe came back for mincha. So why is it that Rabbi Kiva holds that, why is it that the Baraisa says that Yom Kippur, you leave later than Shabbos? Leimer Rabbi Kiva de Islei Gavre Yeseir. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's seven oilim by Yom Kippur and six oilim by Shabbos. So you leave later because there's another oilim. Lechere, if you would ask us, what is the criteria
If there's a longer Kriyas HaTorah, there's a shorter Kriyas HaTorah, L'chayre, the criteria is not the Oilem, the Minyan Ha'Oilem, unless they made a lot of Meshaberach, which I doubt. L'chayre, the criteria was the amount that was they learned. L'chayre, Shabbos, they learned, there's a bigger Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos than there is Yom Kippur. So, how did the Gemara understand this, that the reason Yom Kippur, the reason Yom Kippur, you leave later, because there's another Oiler. L'chayre, it would seem from this Gemara, that Shabbos, they used to learn 21 psukim, 3 psukim for an Oiler, or according to Rabbi Kiva, it would be 18 psukim. It seems they did not lane the whole parsha. The amount that was they lane was they lane for each oiler, 3 psukim. So then we can understand the Gemara. So Shabbos, there was 18 psukim. Yom Kippur, there's 21 psukim. That's a good understand the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I feel a time of Rabbi Shmuel, and there's more oilim, but the nofish sidur the yoimeh. In Yom Kippur, more is said. Taran says, the Seder Avoide, they said in Musaf, and Shagim Loim is Seder Avoide Sayyim, Omar Din Gamken be Divrei Shmach, Utvile, Mimneishu Yom Mechile ve Kapore. So that took up more time. I don't know whether Ran doesn't mention the Vidui, the Viduyim that was said in Yom Kippur. Also took time. Just says, Shvach Tzvile. Al Kaponim, so it is no Raya from this Baraisa that's going according to Rabbi Kiva. It could be you leave later Yom Kippur because the Nafis, the Dura, the Yoima, much more things are said the Seder Atzile Yom Kippurim then in Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garsinim, Tonet Verabi Shmoyli, V'yontev Ma'achim Lovoy Lebeis HaKnesset, Shetzorich Litroyach Besudes Yontev, Yefter Pitreyach Besudes Yontev, Kach Mepoyrish V'Mesach HaSeifrem. You have to prepare the Suda. There was no refrigeration, so they used to prepare Yontif in the morning. So the Yaivet asked, so the women prepare. Why should the men come late to Shul? V'afal pi she'ena mimleches anoshim. So the Yaivet says, if the women are cooking, so tzrichem anoshim lishme habayis v'abonin. It's a two-way, if they're cooking and those, so they can take care of the children. So the men have to be home to take care of the children. They also help with the cooking, it seems. They can't do everything themselves. They used to shachtan yontif. I mean, so there's some things that the men also had to do personally. So Kaponim, so they had to start late davening Yontif. Umemarim lotzei, mishum simchis Yontif. Ubishabbis memarim lovoi, shekvar tikno akil me'erev Shabbos, there's nothing to do. Viyofa lemayer biyoson, likre shmaki vesikin, so you should start early. So Kaponim from Rashi, we see that, Shabbos, they daven vasikin. Why shouldn't you daven vasikin? I just like to say over in the Siddur of Rav Amram Goim, there's a tshuva from Rav Amram and there's a tshuva from Rav Natronoi Goim. It's Moiridik. They asked Rav Amram Goim a shaila, the person is permitted to lane Krishma 2 hours after the Neitzachama. That is Gehal. So he's answered as follows. Chas v'sholom, chathile loy shori le lemevet hochi, person not permitted to do this, uman da ovit hochi bekavonen, if a person does it intentionally, de loy machmas oynes, v'loy machmas ikuv b'midi de mitzvah, that means that not an oynes is hindering him from davening besikin, and not immediately the mitzvah hindering him, nikro pesheya. So he's a pesheya. What, to daven 2 hours after the Netzach Hamas. He says, I said, but immediately the mitzvah, one is permitted to daven after the night. So he says, I'll tell you a marshal, going Shabbosays v'yomim toiv. Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a case that you could daven later. What's the midi the mitzvah? What's the problem? Shina v'Shabbos tiny. If you raise what the midi the mitzvah is, but Rabbanu is going to come to have the different hashkofes. So Rabbanu Magon says, "Kegain Shabbos is yomim toivim, bahani b'nei be'rav the yosvi v'golsi." That the Talmid HaChachamim was sitting and learning before davening, we'll see. Umoshech lehu girsayu, and they came to start davening, and they were, and so tzach kitzoygen of the learning. Vosu balabatim lemishme lemelef mipilpulayu, and the balabatim came, and they were listening. So they didn't want to daven now. It was an opportunity to chaparayim to learn. So they stepped off the davening. And then in the city they bring a tshuva from Rav Netronoi Goyin. They also ask them the shaila. There are certain siburim, the certain shuls that they daven late. They daven late 2 hours after the night. The balabatim are saying tilim, the tamid chachamim are learning at korev lebei shoyis 2 hours after the night. Are they permitted to do it? It's a higiyas man krishma. Are they permitted to do what they're doing? So Rav Netronoi Goyin says, Mide yofe heim oisim, v'kach minog bebovel, this is a minig that originates from Bovel, mitchilis golus rishoina, from the first golus. From the first golus Bovel, this minig originated. Now what does this minig ever shaychas with golus Bovel? So Rav Netronoi Goyin relates as follows. Shekivin Shagolu, when Yidin went in Golis, the Nimat HaTalmid, Ubotlu HaMalam, the Mitzar Golis, that means there was a different life, a life of Golis, and that was about that they weren't learning, they weren't able to learn. Niskaptsu, Bnei Yisroel, Eitzel Neviim, Ubalei Teire. So the Bnei Yisrael went to Nevi'im, there was still a group of Nevi'im, a Golas Rishin, with Anshek Nes Agdeila. Ba'omru lehem onu ein b'yodeinu loy mishne v'loy talmud. We're not learning the whole week. B'shabosis v'yomim toivim shiyesh lonu p'nai neishev v'teilim v'nishan kol halaylos. We should sleep a whole night. The whole day we can learn the Shabbos, and Shabbos will patter away sleeping. Is tiknu lahashkim lebeis haknesses, and the umekayim danog of David HaMelech, chatzis lai laokum lahoydis loch. So they used to get up by chatzis, v'loim dimat shachis, and then he mentioned before, and it was shachis already, and this was mamish, the only time in the week they could to have a good seder of learning. So they came to Ramamshik the learning, and they started davening late. So Kaponim, from Ravamum Gomram to Tsunoi Goin, it seems that Lemaisa, they weren't Memarin on Shabbos. And this already originated from Golis Bovel. Here the Baraisa says Memarin, and Rashi says that they davened with the Sikhim. Umemarim lotzeis mishum oinig Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hani shloisha chamisha shiva keneged me. We see there's a pattern. There's three oilem, by Sheini Chamishi and Mincha B'Shabbos, there's 5 oilim by Yontif, there's 7 oilim by Shabbos. Keneged me, what is Pshat? Keneged me that these 3 numbers. Pligi bo Rab Yitzchak bar Nachmeini v'chad de'imoy umoni Rab Shimon ben Pozi. ואומר לו רב שמעון בן פוזי ואחד אימי אמוני רב יצחק בן נחמני. ואומר לו רב שמעון בן נחמני. הקופונים הוא רב שמעון בן פוזי ואחד אימי נחמני ברודס יידיש. רב יצחק בן נחמני, רב שמעון בן נחמני. אחד אומר כנגד ברכס כהנים. ברכס כהנים, there are three ברכס. The first ברכה has three words, the second ברכה has five words, the third ברכה has seven words. Perhaps we can understand a little the connection of Birchas Koyanim to the Olam L'Torah. In the Sefri it says, the bracha of Yoyer Hashem Pono Velecha Vichoneko, Yoyer Zem Mo'er Torah. Vichoneko Yechoncho B'Talmud Torah. And the Eimek HaNetziv says, Pshad HaSafri, Sheyitin Lecha Koyach, Ugvura, Verotzoin, Vesiyata Deshmaye, Lilmoid, Volehagis, Boyoimam, Volehagis. That's Vichuneka. When we hear Bichas Koyanim, and we wissen, what's Mezoktomen, what's the Broch is. So Al Kaponim, we see in these two Nekudis, that Bichas Koyanim is a Broch, and Moir Teire, understanding Teire, and limud ha-teire, and you need koyach, igvur, and rotzen, and siyata d'shmai, if one has this, is doch mamish meiridig. So this is vichoneko, so it's broches, so these are broches on teire. So memele, they made the three oilem, should be mechuvin, keneged these broches, and perhaps the schus of the oilem is mashpia that these brachas should be mekaya. V'chad oma keneged shloisha shomrei hasaf, chamisha meiroyei pnei hamelech, shiva royei pnei hamelech. Let us see Rashi. Birchis Kahanim Shloisha Teves, Beposik Rishin, Bachamisha Beposik Shaini, Vishiva Beposik Shlishi. Chamisha Meiroyei Pnei HaMelech, Vishiva Royei Pnei HaMelech. Shiva Haim Kedersiv, Shivas Sorei Poras Amodai. There it says they were Royei Pnei HaMelech. Umeihem Yesh Chamisha Chshuvim, Kedersiv b'soif malachim, and there it says miroyei pnei melech miktsas from the royei pnei melech. These one all the royei pnei melech. The royei pnei melech it says in Megillas Achashverosh that there were seven, and that's all the royei pnei melech. Miroyei pnei melech there was five choshevim. These were this is brought down b'soif malachim. There were five. Shloisha Shemre Yasaf, Besayf Sefer Melochim, Chenegdom Tiknu Eilu Me'ein Dvar Malchus. Just like we see that there's an Hoge in royalty, in Malchus, there's different, there's the Shemre Yasaf, Roye Pnei HaMelech, Meroye Pnei HaMelech. So there's an Hoge's Malchus in the Eilim also. Man Malki Rabbonin Abu Kaponim, so Tennis Loy Malchus, so when one goes to be Teire B'Teire, there's Anhogis Malchus of 3, 5, and 7. Let us see Taisus. Hani Shloisha V'Chamisha Keneged Me. Abu Mishisha Shoyema Kepurim Loy Boy, that the Gemara didn't ask Ad L'Kamah. Kosh amaylei boy midalit shol reish chaydish keneged mi v'chein shol chaylei shol moi. Why dafke, so leiding mustn't ask on Yom Kippur, but why doesn't anyone speak about reish chaydish and chalamoi? V'shloimer de kimlei de taime de moisif choshev litvuyo chad gavre. We had before zeh haklal. We had that was pshat in the Mishneh. Kol sheyesh by Musaf, Teirin Arbo, So we said that the pshat in the Mishnah was called the tofile milsa mechavre tofile gavre yisei. That whatever this is more than the previous kriya, tofile gavre yisei. Reish Chodesh and Chalamaydez Amusif and the others have more. This is Isa Malocha, Isa Shiesh by Kos, Isa Shiesh by Skila. So the Kimlai, the time of the Musaf, Choshiv Litfu Yechad Gavre, the Gemara knew this klal. So Chalamoy, that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's an addition to the Yoim, Atzach Shiva Sayyim, so we add another Oyla. Avul Litfu Yechad B'Shabes, B'Yontev, M'Shemoloche, B'Kores, U'Skira, Le'Svira Lai, Ilei Mashkechinin, K'neged Me. So, Emes and Taisvis is very schwer to understand. This was Emes asks on Taisvis, what if the Gemara knew this formula, that Kol de Tofilei Milse, Mechavre, Tofilei Gavre, Yisere, so we're just adding on one, each, that means that Yontif is more than Chalamoid, because it's also the Malacha, so we add on one more. Yom Kippur is more than Yontif, because it's Korah, so we add on one more. Shabbos is one more, because it's Skila, so we add on one more. So if I can't have to say that, the Seder is called the Tafalei Milsei. So what's the problem? You have so many. The same cheshbon, you add on each one. Because Tafilei Milsei, that's the kasha the Sfas Emes is. So Emes Dachsam seems to say that the pshat is like this, that there was three oilim. You add on this Tafilei Milsei, you add on another one. So there's four. So it's three plus one. So that the Gemara understood. It's the etzem, there's three oilen, and tofilei milse, tofilei gavres, here on one more. But when the numbers start getting bigger, so it seems like we lose the whole three. That means, so this is not three plus one. It's five, six, seven already it's a different schum in ganzen. So we're losing, so akolchok, this schum alone has to have achshivas mitzad atzmoy. So that's why there's to be an inyan of five. That means even though through the Haysafa we're getting a five, we're getting a seven, and we're losing the three, it's not anymore three plus one. So there has to be an inyan of five and seven. So the Gemara says there's an inyan of five and seven. Shiva roye pnei amelach, perish akuntaris, tachashverish. That's a shiva roye pnei amelach. Vikashe loimar shetikno chachomim, Kineged in Yone shall oise roshe. They made as a psatakone, the malchus of Achashverish, and Hogiv malchus Achashverish, that should give us a seder of, a seder in Kriyas HaTorah. The Ritva brings down a Moiradike Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Yavoi Gahaz, the Yevatel Gahaz, Fakert, it's Mechuvin Keneged, the Malchus of Rishoyim, the Gimel Hei Zayin of Kriyas HaTorah is Mevatel, the Gimel Hei Zayin of the Malchus of the Umis Ha'olam. So Fakert, it's very good. It stims. Yovei Gahaz, the Yevatel Gahaz. Then he wants the Draman, Sanhedrin also says this Teretz. Then he wants to say another teretz, Bechlal Tafem Farashi, that Be'emison, there's a seder, the Machusa, the Rikiyah, Ke'en Machusa, the Are. That means if we see that there's such a seder in royalty of Gimel Shemrei Asaf, and Hei Mei Roi Yipnei Melech, and Zayin Roi Yipnei Melech, so Lamaila, there's also such a seder. That means they got it. It's not we want to duplicate the Malchus of Achashverish. That means if we see that a boss of a dumb figured out such a Seder, some stomach, they got it because Lamaod is also such a Seder. Malchus of the Rekia came Malchus of the Are. Und machusse darakei, machusse deriki es al koponim. So from this we see that there is such a seder lemaila. That's what the Ritva wants to find for Rashi. Bekach perish rabbi netam, oysom haksuvim b'sefer Yirmiyah, b'sefer Yirmiyah there it says, shiva meroyei pnei ha-melech, that's talking about Malchus Yisrael, b'molochim ksiv, hey, b'yashami mefosh, ha-shnayim shlo-hyusko b'molochim, hem sefer yad-ayonim. So kaponim, there's a Zion from the Roye Pnei HaMelech of Malchus Yisrael, not of Malchus Orisha. The Rishash wants to say, Rashi didn't want to say this, because there it says, Mei Roye Pnei HaMelech by the seven. Okay, the Argamore says this, that's why Rashi said the Posek of Achashverosh, because there's a Seder of five Mei Roye Pnei HaMelech, which is a Miktas of the Roye Pnei HaMelech, and there's Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. There it says Mei Roye Pnei HaMelech, the Pasuk that Tosfos brings. Look the Gemara weiter. Tani Rav Yosef, Gimel, Chamisha, Veshiva, the union of the 3, 5, and 7 of the Oilem, Ishloisha, Shem Reyasav, Chamisha, Meroye Pnei HaMelech, Shiva, Roye Pnei HaMelech. Omalei Abaya Ad Ha'idna, my time Eloi Porish Lon Ma, why didn't you ever tell us over this Baraisa till now? So Rabbi Yosef told him, I have a Yadana that Tzrichsele. I didn't know that you needed it, that you were unaware of this Cheshbin. Did you ever ask something they wouldn't tell you? I wasn't hiding this from you. Shadows, I thought you knew it yourself. Hani Shisha the Yom Kippurim kineged me. The Shisha of Yom Kippur, what's the Cheshbon of the 6? Amalei keneged Shisha sha'omdu miminoi shal Ezra v'shisha mismoiloi. Says in Nehemiah, when Ezra was Koyre b'Toyre, this was on Rosh Hashanah Grad, Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vayamoid Ezra ha'soifer al Migdol 8, asher osu ledovo Vayamoid etzloi matisio b'shemo banoyo buriyo b'cholkiyo omaseyo al yeminoi mismoiloi pedoyo mishoil umalkiyo v'choshum v'chashbadono zechariyo mishulom. So on each side there were 6 people, some emele v'shas kriyas ha-teire, so seems as an Indian of 6. By Kriyas HaTorah, so Memele, we have 6 Oilem on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, on the left side, Haneshiva have it, there's 7. The Gemara says, Haine Schaya, Haine Mishulam. Amai Kori Mishulam, why is he called Mishulam? The Mishlam Boivdel, Uvdei. But he was the Mishlam Be'uvdei, Tomim Be'mais, it was a Sholem. Someone wanted to say that it's very modern that the last one on the left side was a Tomim Be'mais. And L'chayre, should be on the right side, the last one on the left side, he wanted to say that because the last one on the left side was a Tomim B'mais. It was a Chvorstom, what the others were like. That's what he wanted to say. Tana Rabbono. Hakel Oilin Leminyan Shiva Ba'afilu Koton Ba'afilu Ishe. Avul Adol Chachomim Ishe Leisikra Ba'teiro Mipnei Kvoi Tzibo. Hakel Oilam Leminyan Shiva, Mr. Brewer brings down it was Shabbos, I think, that this kula of Hakol Olam Lamin Yeshiva is speaking, is Dafka Lamin Yeshiva. Lamin Yeshiva, so then we could be Koira, Kotten, and Isha, but by the other Olam, B'minyan Shisha, B'minyan Chamisha, or Dalid, or Gimel, you can't, an Isha or Kotten is not Oila. The Ran says over here that Hakel Oilin Perish Oilim Lahashlim, that the Oila Lahashlim Dominion Shiva, V'loi Shi Kulam Ktanim. That's what the Ran says. That means it could be Mashlim Dominion Shiva. The Goyin says, it brings a raya to the Ran. The Goyin says, Hakel Oilin is a Loshen Rabbim. Hakel Oilin Leminyan Shiva. Vafilu Kotan. Kedavstein, Vafilu Ktanim, Vafilu Noshim. Says, Vafilu Kotan, Vafilu Isha. That's what the Goyin says. So it's a raya. The right to the Ran, but you can't have all Ketanim. So here a Shtikol Ha'or on the going, good, you can't have all, but it's not a Yochid you could have. Mr. Brewer says, he's Medayik from the Loshen Shulchan Aruch, that Roiv have to be G'doylem and Anoshim. But you could have a Mir, why do you say a Loshen Yochid for Lekotn and for Leisha? It could be, I saw an Agos Rabbi Keveger and Smeresh Pei Beis, Rabbi Keveger says that that an ish and a cotton are not oila laminyan shisha, but only laminyan shiva. So he says, I say it comes out that you need six gdolim, because in the minyan of shisha, you need gdolim. In the minyan of shiva, an ish is oila. So only one isha can be oila. One cotton can be oila. That's what Rabbi Kevega wants to say. Says the lashon of the Ramah is not mashma like that, but that's what he's metzadet to say. So it could be the, so then it's beautiful what the Goyin says. So there's a merdeka diuk in the Loshen of the Braisa. Hakel oilin leminyan shiva, hakel oilin aloshen rabim, vafilu kotten echad vafilu ishechad, it says aloshen yochid. Now the Ran says, something else. The Ran says that, let's put the we'll mention the Ranzo. Taisvis and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Mekaveg Tzeichem Tzu and Daphne Megimel Amid Aleph. Taisvis has a Shaila if an Isha can make a broche on a mitzvah Saseish as Mangrom, even though she's not Mechuyif, she can still make a broche. Taisvis a whole pilpul over there. So Taisus wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. It says, Hakel Oilin Leminyan Shiva Vafilu Isha, and Isha is potter from Talmud Torah. The Ribe Rab Yehuda, what a raya, Moshe Mevorcham Mitzvasesu Shazman Grome, with the Isha Oile Leminyan Zayin, Va'af Al Gav, the Isha Eina Mitzuve Lasek B'Torah. So, how can she make a broche? There's no mitzvah lasik b'teire. She makes a shebroche b'nosh. No salon. So, memele, so it's a chayder and isha can make a broche. Rabbi Netam is chaylik on the Ribe Rab Yehuda, and he says, it's no raya. Two, he dings with the Ribe Rab Yehuda and with two nekudas. Number one, he says, Birchas HaTorah that we make when a person is Eilu Torah, Eina Mishum Talmud Torah. Because Al Talmud Torah, he says, a person made already Birchas HaTorah, so Al Talmud Torah, he made V'harivno. But Afal Pikin, he still makes the broche. Or if a person, you call the Apakoyin, and then you call him up for Levi, he makes Nachamol a broche. So Al Talmud Torah doesn't have any pshat. He made already a broche. Zakochach, this is an Indian als Kovod HaTorah. It's a Kovod HaTorah, and Oila makes a broche. So, who says an Isha is potter from this? An Isha is potter from Talmud Torah. But it's not a broche als Talmud Torah. That's one dichui of the Rabbeinu Tam. Then there's another dichui of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, it says that the oilin, he says, Bismana Mishnah, only the first oilin, the last oilin made a broche. The oilin and Sa'ayim did not make a broche at all. So he says, so who says they made a broche? What's Mechlaudarai from the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda? Where does it say that they were from the first or last oilin? Could be they were from them Sa'ayim. Then he says, Miyu oilo leminyin Zayin mashmet soib Zayin. Maybe there is a shtikorai. Al koponim, the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda learned pshat in this baraisa that noshim or oile, they can be the first, they can be the last, they can make a broche. Even, and he learned that it is taka a broche on Talmud Torah, and even though they're potter from Talmud Torah, they're not mechuyim, they can still make a broche. Like they make a broche, still make a broche on lulav and shefer. That was the shtik Torah of the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda. So the Turei Yevon asks, he says, he doesn't understand the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda. He says, afilu unoniach that they can make a broche. He says, there's another problem over here. All the oilim l'teira nira birchas ha-teira. No pshat is, they're gepater from the oilo ha-rishen and the oilo ha-achen. That means the oilim ha-mtzayim need a broche also, but it's called one big mitzvah, and then the broche rishena patters the whole kriya, and the broche achayna patters the whole kriya. So the Turei Yevon asks that if you'll say that they're not mechuyif in Talmud Torah, but they're making a broche, stamos einishe can make a broche. But he says if they're alav b'chiyuve, they can't be moitzi the anoshim. How do you understand that this akasha made the kikasha and the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda? And by Emerson, the Ran by us, when he says, an hakel oilam l'minyin shiva, he says, Claude Turei Yevon Stein, he says, it can't be the first oilam, it can't be the last oilam, because they're alav b'chiyuve, they can't pass to the middle oilam. So it's up to Moira Dike Ha'ore on the Ribe Rabbi Yehuda, the way he wanted to bring a raya from this din that they can make a broche even though they're alav b'chiyuve. So how can they patter the oilam amtzai? That's one ha'ore. Now there's another ha'ore that Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah asks. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah asks that the people are mechuyev in kriyas ha'Torah. So how could a cotton be moitzi them? We had a whole pimple by it. If a cotton could be moitzi by kriyas megillah, if a cotton, mechleikas, a yehudim, the chachomim. And all of a sudden, because Bisman Chazal, the oiler was the kaira, so how could a cotton be moitzi the tzibur? So Taisus is mitzadet to say over there, in Rosh Hashanah, that since the whole chiyuv is a chiyuv d'rabbonon, so memele a reshus can be moitzi a chiyuv d'rabbonon. That's what Taisus says. But then it gets very modern, so why can't a cotton be moitzi by Mikra Megillah? Only Rabbi Yehuda knows a cotton can be moitzi by Mikra Megillah. The Mrei Mesoda wants to say by us that there are certain Rabbonons which a Rishus could be moitzi, and there are certain Rabbonons which a Rishus cannot be moitzi. He wants to differentiate between Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayves HaTzibur. It means it has to be lined in the tzibur, as we mentioned before. The Mekbrocha mentioned such a svara, and Mikra Megillah is a chayv al kol yochid v'yochid. So to be meitzi a chayves yochid could be a lav b'chayuv, cannot be meitzi, and that's about Mikra Megillah v'chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. About this chayves tzibur, which is not a pesach chayv gemur, it's a chayv that should be lined in the tzibur. Here the Chazal said that a rishus could be mighty this chayve the rabbon. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis wants to bring a raya from this din that noshim amechuyev in kriyas ha-teire. That's where the oilim. Then he brings Taisus and Reish Hashanah.
Then he brings a Masechta Seifrim, and Masechta Seifrim, it says that Noshim Amachuyiv Tehik, even though they're potter from Talmud Torah, the Machuyiv Tehir Kriyas HaTorah, just like there's the Mitzvah of Hakel, Noshim Petach. That's what brings us a Masechta Seifrim. But he says that the minig is best the Noshim go out by Kriyas HaTorah. But Al Kaponim, he wants to say Taka that Noshim Achayim and Kriyas HaTorah. Al Kaponim, maybe with this we can understand a little bit the Gemara we didn't understand yesterday. The Gemara says that that there's no Bittul Melacha by Rish Chodesh. Rashi says because Noshim don't work on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Bittul Melacha. Mentioned to Yev and Eskot that the Noshim don't work, but Al Kaponim, the Noshim don't go to Shul. The Noshim go to Shul, but there is Bittul Melacha. Al Kaponim, the way the Magen Avraham says, could be the Noshim also went to Shul to Kriyas HaTorah. Al Kaponim, the Ezra's Noshim had more time. Al Kaponim, by them it wasn't any Bittul Melacha. So Memele, so it could be that way they were able to stretch it out. Could be the Noshim, that they were always chayish for Bittul Melacha, could be the Noshim were more jittery than the Anoshim. So Al Kaponim, but if for Shchodesh there was no Bittul Melacha by the Noshim, so they were able to chaparain another oila. Zot the Gemara weiter. Iboy Yilu, Mafter Mao Shayala Laminyan Shiva. Is the Mafter Oile Laminyan Shiva, the Shiva Kluyim, can the Mafter be one of the seven Kluyim? Rav Hunem Rav Yirmiya Barabe, Chad Omar Oile, Chad Omar Eine Oile. Manda Omar Oile, Dokorik, why shouldn't he be? He learns the Torah, so why shouldn't he be from the Shiva Kriya? Oman doma eina oile kida ule. The oma ule, ibnei maha maftil benovi tzor sheikla betoira tchila. If you're calling up someone to be maftil benovi, why does he have to be toira betoira? The mechuvin is the half toira. Vinei kovit toira. What's vinei kovit toira? Rashi says, Shloyehei kovid teire ve kovid novi shove. This one was oilam le kovid the teire. This one was oilam le kovid the novi. We wouldn't see any difference. Even the mishum samamela. So in order that there shouldn't be a psazilzel on kvayda teire, we shouldn't think that the novi and the teire are the same. It's also oilam le teire. Even the mishum kovet teiru v'loy mishum chayva lav minyano. I mean, since the whole purpose of his kriya is als kovet teiru, so that's the sibba of the kriya, so that can be mashlam the zayin kriya. Therefore, the minyano loy sol. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks, so now let's just figure out what we're saying now. So we hear Amachlekes Amiroim, if the Mafter is Oile for the Zayin Kliyim. So according to the man, the Omar, that the Mafter is Oile for the Zayin Kliyim. So all together we have 21 Psukim are learned. Each Oile learns 21 Psukim. If you hold that the Maftel is not Oile L'Zayin Kluyim, so you have to learn 24 Psukim. There has to be 8 Oile. Meisvei ha-Maftel b'novi la-Yifchais me-Esrim ve-Echa Psukim k'neged Shiva she-Koru b'Torah. That the Novi has to, there have to be 21 Psukim k'neged Shiva she-Koru b'Torah. That's my one saw because it was a man that the Malchus asked them to learn to be Kairi B'Teire. So they were Kairi B'Novi, and it was Mechuvin Keneged the parsha Soter, they just agreed it was 21 psukim, so that's, therefore there has to be 21 psukim. The Misa, but if you say that that the mafter is not oila l'shiva kruyim, eslim v'abohavien, so it's 24 psukim, not 21. But my answer is, kivin the mishum kvoy toirahu, kenegdoi nami loiboy. That means, since the whole aliyah is not al tachayiv, it's only shlo yizalzol b'toirev, so therefore they were not misakin three psukim benovi. What does Rashi say? Kneged zayin shekol b'toira leipiches kol echad begimel psukim. I mean, each one learned at least three psukim. Pimisa dein oilem in aminyin habalu shmoyne shekol b'toira kol dalet be'inon benovi, could be 24 psukim. The Gemara says, "Kineged dinami loy beinam, lekvoya gimel psukim benovi, kineged oisam shekoyre hamafter betoyre." So we don't have to be mechaved because this whole kri betoyre is als kvoida toyre, not als kri. Look to Gemara weiter. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that lemaise 21 psukim have to be gelaytin v'haftoir. Ask if lo rove. Arei oiloi seichem svu. This is the haftoir of Parshas Tzav. Leihavien esrin v'chat. It's not 17 psukim. V'korinon. So the Gemara'in Tzushani hosam desolik inyon. But there, since the haftoir, the inyon ends after 17 psukim, I think, so kaponim, if it's solik in yonah, so then they stop there. If you have one long inyan, so then they would want that there should be 21 psukim. Like the gemara abav heichad v'loy solik in yonah loy, then you can't have less than 21 psukim, then you need 21 psukim. For omar rav shmul bar abe, zimnin sagiyin have keimna kami darabi yoichanin, that he was standing in front of Rabbi Yechonin, we have a karine nasore psuki, omolon afsiku. See, she say stop. We should stop after 10 psuki. So the Gemara says, mokim she yesh turgimin shali. By Rabbi Yechonin, there was a turgimin there, b'shas kriyas aftair. That koni rav tachlifa bar shmu, lo yishonu b'mokim she ain turgimin. When there's no Tugimin, then you need a minimum of 21 psukim, unless it's solik. For Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimnin Sagiyin have a Ki'imno Kamid Rabbi Yechonin. Rav Shmuel Bar Abba said many times he was standing in front of Rabbi Yechonin. He was the Metugimin Mistome. He have a Karina Nasore Psuke, when they lay in 10 psukim, Omalon Avsiku. Said to stop. They had a short after of 10 psukim. So the Gemara answers, Mokim sheyesh turgimin shani. If there's a turgimin, someone that says over betargum, after each posik, he says the translation of the posik, so then we don't need 21 psukim. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, loishanu b'mokim shein turgimin. When do you need 21 psukim when there's no turgimin? Abu mokim sheyesh turgimin, but if there's a turgimin posik, you can stop Afilu after 10 psukim. What is the chilek? Either turgimin or not a turgimin. So Rashi says, Mokim sheyesh turgimin shani, sheyesh toirech letzibur. It was a long, drawn-out affair. That means after each posik, the turgimin translated the posik and explained the posik. So after 10 psukim, there was a tircha de tziburah to have such a long aftoire. They had listened to the Torah also with a turgimin. And so the kriyas aftoire took a long time. And now to have a long aftoire, so that's how Rashi says pshat. The Ran says another pshat. The Ran says that the cheshbon was that they lain 10 psukim, and the Tugimin translated it, that's equivalent to another 10 psukim. And then the Kaire repeated the last pasuk again, that's why we had the 21 psukim. That's how the Ran says pshat. Now let us see Tosfos. Omar Yaakov Matzoa Garsinen. Not Mino. Mino means he's a mean. No, Matzoa means he made mats. Shim have a mean, la have a maskira Yaakov, toksiv shem reshoim Yirkov. She wouldn't mention his name. Chad Omar Oila, v'chad Omar Ein Oila. So now we hear via machloikis, if the Haftorah is Oila l'minyan zayin, or not, posak Rabbeinu Tam, the kaimulon command the Omar Oila. L'alocha we paskin that it is Oila. Olakach, therefore, Onu noigim betaniyais beminchem ubetishabov shashlishi mafter, that the shlishi says mafter. Because he's oila. V'chem v'yem ha-kipurim beminche, mafter yoyim ez the shlishi. Avol b'shabosais ub'yomim toivim ub'yoyim ha-kipurim shaches ha-mafter lo'y havim in inyin. That means that Shabbos we have 8 oilim, Yom Tov we have 6 oilim, Yom Kippur we have 7 oilim. Hamafter lehavim min haminyan. Then we have another aliyah for the mafter. Why? What's the chashbon? The kivin shemuta lohosif aleihem. Since by these kriyas one is permitted to be ma'isiv. Yecholim onu lasis minagein alibe de kulam. So then, is the machlokes and the gemara, if the mafta is oila min a minyan, not oila. Lalacha we paskin that's oila, but akaponu is a machlokes. So, but in the yomim, that we can be yaitza all days, it's a hidda to be yaitza all days. So the mele, Shabbos in yom tov in yom kippur, we can make a sofis. So memele, so we make 8 oilim. So let them have to be the 8th oilim. Diav alochi command the yoma ein oilim. If you hold he's not oila of din shaper. So we have 7 oilim before them after. So he's not min oilim. Vafilo havi nami alochi command the oma. So that's as they dav zain taker. That's not called a sofer. I mean, that's shot. Vafilo havi nami alochi command the oma oilim. Mikomo kemen lochu shrei muta lois. Good, so he's an oilim. So I'm making a sofer. Agav ulche, we see from Tosfos, the Mishnah says that, we hear the whole Yom Tov Chamisha B'Yom Kippurim Shisha B'Shabbos Shiva and Peirsim Em Avol Meisifin Aleihem. So there's a machloikis if Meisifin Aleihem goes on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur also. The Ran brings down from the Mashmois of Rashi it would seem that it goes on them also. Because Rashi says Ein Meisifin Aleihem B'Rosh Chodeshim Deike Bittul Meloche. So Rashi says when there's no bittul melacha, then you'd be meisif. So all these three, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, there's no bittul melacha, so you're meisif. Then he brings the yesh meforshim that you're only meisif by Shabbos, not meisif by any others. And that's what the Rama says we should do. That you shouldn't be meisif by Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. So al koponim from Tosfos we see that Tosfos held that you are meisif. The Tosfos explains our minig. Our meaning is that there are six, including the mafter by Yom Tov and 7 by Yom Kippur and 8 by Shabbos because we're meisif. So see, Al-Kapana were meisif in all these yom. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam was miyashiv our meaning. Meikradin we hold that a mafter is oilim in a minyan. Vafal pikein the yeser says. We make 8 oilim by Shabbos. Va'af agav demrina lekamon chaliyos beva'ata tetzave. If parsha shkolim came out beva'ata tetzave, koyrin shita beva'ata tetzave, she call up 6 oilim and ata tetzave v'chad bechisisa as parsha shkolim. So we see that the mafter is min ha'oilim. But now the minig is that we want to be yaitza l'chol ha'days. Shushmini. Kol zeh kedei linoig min ha'geinu. That's our minig, that we want to be yaitza all the days. V'chazin sheto v'gomar kol ha'seder shol Shabbos. Achazin, now it would seem from Taisvis that they said, Taisvis says, we're Maisifim, there's eight oilim. So it would seem from Taisvis, this Taisvis Al Kaponim, that there were eight oilim, that means that the mafter was the chaysim. He finished, that means not the way we do. That means that there was, but let's say for example that there's Shvi, that's the seventh Oila, then there was an Achron, and the Achron was the Mafter. He was finished, and that was the Mafter, and he was the eighth Oila, and he was the Messiah. That's how Taisvis understood. So Mamela, so Taisvis says now, that there's eight Oila, because you can make a surface, there's eight Oila. So now, Taisvis says, the Chazen, Sheto, Vigoma Kola Seder Shal Shabbos. Achazin went, and he Kola Seder Shal Shabbos. That means he called up seven oilim, and he finished. They finished, the seventh oilim finished. So now, Salachayr is Azay. That's not the right thing to do. You should have called up Achim from after. But he didn't. So what do you do now? So l'chayr is azoy. So if you hold that the mafter is oyla min aminyin, so what megedav ton, so he called them up for shvi, but he mafter is oyla min aminyin, so let him go and say the haftayra also. So if we would go, may iker adin, so he finished it. We make eight oilim. But if the Balkoira made a toy, so seven oilim. May iker adin, just like by time, the shlishi is the mafter also. May iker adin, we paskin that the mafter is oilim l'minyan akruim. So the mele is, you should give him after. He'll say mafter. So Taisus says no. V'chazn sheto v'goma kol ha'seder shol Shabbos yachzer v'yikro yachzer v'yikro ma shekora ha'shvi, so he'll go back. Taisus forget, we want to be frum. Maybe that mafter's not min oilim, so we can't make the shvi should be mafter, so yagz v'yikra b'shvi. V'chein im hu yontif, v'koro kol ha'minyin shu tzorich, v'sholchach likrois b'choy v'sayoy. It's yontif, and they learned the kol ha'minyin shu tzorich. So what did they do? They called up six oilim. That means they called up yontav this five oilim. They called up six oilim. He says the six was supposed to be the mafta. V'shochach likris b'choy v'sayoyim. B'korah kol ha'minyin shutzor. That means they called up six oilim, five plus one. V'shochach likris b'choy v'sayoyim. And they forgot to learn choy v'sayoyim, the kabonis, the masofim. So we'll call someone else b'choy v'sayoyim, v'achin shekor koydem avikem andeles. That means we had called the achin before else the haftayre, but he can't be the haftayre because there's noch a kriya from choy v'sayoyim. So we'll be samazayay sof, and then we'll call up the haftayre. Avo b'shabes shel chanukah, what is, if this occurred, Shabbos Shal Chanukah, Oy, B'Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah B'Shabbos, Ein Tzorech Likreis, the Chanukah, Diesel Kamon, Davkotes, the Hilchis, Ein Mashgichem B'Chanukah Kolika. So Taisus means to say that by Chanukah, if Lamaisa they made the oilim without cheshbening of the kriya for Chanukah, you don't have to call, you don't have to call up someone for the kriya of Chanukah. The yomim sheyesh bem kol bemusav, that Taisus speaks about another thing. The days that there's a kol bemusav, and you say Musaf, you daven two Shemein Esris, Goymer Kaddish Koidim Sheyetzi Sefer Torah. So you say Kaddish Tiskabel before Eitzor Satorah, because like this we say Kaddish Tiskabel after because Nikol's on the Shemein Esri, but now we're going to say a second Shemein Esri. So Memela, so you say Goyma Kaddish Kaidim Sheitz Sefer Torah. Ubiyomim She'ein Bem Kol Ben Musaf and Goyma Kaddish Kaidim. There you don't say Kaddish Kaidim, you say Kaddish after Uvulatzin, then you say Kaddish Tiskab. Ubishabis Lo Yikro Poches Me'echod Ve'esrim Psukim L'Shiva Bnei Odom Kol Chad V'Chad Shloish Psukim. Now, for Taisus, it would seem also that they didn't learn the whole Sedra. They said you have to learn 21 psukim. Ubimincha, ubishaini bechemishi, asara psukim. You have to learn 10 psukim. Vim shochach, v'loi kore kolkach, they learned at least 9 psukim. Ziyagza v'yikro. Taisus means that they call up a new oil of Mestame and they lane one person, then it'll go further. We heard before that by Shani or Chamishi can always go further. It's Minyan of the Yom. So Memele, so Lachaira, you'll call up another oil. I mean, that was the before you didn't have a Kriya, so you have to make a Kriya of them Sukkim. Kivin the Mishum Kvoida Teiru Kinegdoi Nami Loiboy. So the Gemara said that since the whole reason he's kairi b'teire is as kavod ha'teire, so therefore you don't have to be three psukim connected. The kosher l'fim min agenu she'onu noigim b'chol shabsos hashanah she'hamafter chozer v'kairi mashekor horishoni ben kairi klal achakach v'ktachtosvis. Our minig is that the mafter repeats. That the mafter, not like Taisus said before. Taisus said before what happens if the chazan made a toys and he finished the parsha, what do you do? Well, Kaponim, here Taisus says that our minig is, that is taka our minig, that the mafter goes back. Then kairi klal achakach. In Cain, Michael, Mishani, Kivinim, Shim, Kavada, Teiru, Kenegdi, Nami, Leibinin, Adar, Abba, Yuloy, Leimi, Kivinin, Kairel, Mashikor, Leishainim, Kenegdi, Leibinin, the Gmosh, the Apostle, Tezach. How many psukim do we learn on Shabbos? So, the Gmosh, the Shalain, 24 psukim. If the Arminig is that the Mafta learns the last three psukim, so you only learn 21 psukim. You learn the last three psukim two times, but there's only 21 psukim that were gelayed. So why does the Gemara have to give a lomdashit teres? Since this is a kriya of kavodat teres, you don't have to be teire kenegda. There was no kriya of 24 psukim. There was only a kriya of 21 psukim. Elosh mamino di bimei hatanoi mayim after kire mashaloi koru arishayim. His man Chazal, we had mentioned before, that means there was 8 oilim, and each oile had 3 psukim, so there were 24 psukim. Vachin amimashme midetkinu gimel psukim kinegdoi lemafter benovi כנגד מה שקורה בתוירה, למען דאימר, אוילה, כדמרינים בסמוך. That they were misaken, if you hold it's oile, so the misaken three psukim connected. So 21 psukim. Im kein shema minoshu kaira ma shaloi koru arishayim. Okay, it seems that our meaning that the mafta repeats what was learned, it's not true. The mafta says, if you hold that he's oile, there's 21 psukim. If he's not oile, there was 24 psukim with alumdis that were not misakin connected. Then ken kosher lom ein onu noigim lasis came. So why don't we do what Chazal did? It's good enough for Chazal, so why do we do differently? V'nira lefi shebimei achachomim lehoyo oimrim kaddish benoisim shekoru koidem ha-mafter v'ha-mafter. Bizmaneim, they did not say a kaddish after the shiva kruyim. Lekach hoya mafter misayim. So because the mafter was the misayim. But after the shas was mesuda, the tiknu loima. So this is after the siyam shas, the later chachamim tiknu loima kaddish ben oisim shekoru rishoyne v'hamavter. And why did they were misakin to say kaddish? Meishe tiknu loima baruch Hashem loyelam omim bomim v'yiru enenem achra ashkiveinu. By Meirev also we see they finished Meirev by Yashkivenu. Shem Amo Yisrael Lord. And by us we finished Meirev the Melech Bechvoidoi. Vehem Tiknua, the later Doiris they were Mesakin, Lohidiya Shetfilas Arvish Rishus. The Faker, that one should not think that it's a Tzachoivo, the Zachiyev Smiche Gula Letfila. Like this, we lose our smicha gula letfila with Baruch Hashem Loilam. So memela, but it seems they held it important that to be misakin a tefila Baruch Hashem Loilam in order to show that tefila salvis is a rishus. Vachinami tikdu loy mekadish bein hashiva lemavtir leidiyah she'enei miminyan hashiva. So that's our minig. So our minig is that since we say kaddish, so memela, so we want to show fakel that it's not miminyan hashiva. So memela, it's a reshus. It's not from the hashiva, the hashiva kruyim. So that's why we say kaddish. So therefore, now he goes back already. That's why he goes back. ברב רבי אליהו הניג אספני עירי, שאפילו כשמציין שני ספרי תורה או שלושה, לא יגמינג זה שיקרו הראשונים הכל, המאפטר חויזה וכאילו מה שקורו ראשונים. That means that by them the minig was, רבי אליהו, the minig was that שבי, let's say when you learn מאפטר By Yontif, you lay the Daf Teiris and Parshas Amasov and Parshas Pinchas. So there's five Oilim. So four Oilim learned the Parsha of Yontif, and the fifth Oilim learned Parshas Pinchas. And the Mafter said over Parshas Pinchas. Not the way we do. If every Shabbos, we make that the parsha is gelained from the shiva kruyim, and then later the mafta, which is a rishus, which is not a chayve, repeats what was lained. So they did in yontav also the same thing. That the mafta in yontav is not a yachsin, that he gets a different aliyah. The chayve sayayim the chaycha datzu. Fakert, he's a rishus. So the fifth oiler gets Parshas Pinchas. And later, the Mafta repeats what the fifth Oiler says. That's how Varam Rabbi Liyo, Hinigas B'nai Iroi, Shafil G'shameitzin Shnei Sifrei Teiris, Oishloish and Noyeg Minig Zeh, Sheyikru HaRishoinim HaKoil. The Rishoinim who are from the Ikrik Koirim, they learn everything. ומאפטר חויזר וקוירי ממה שקורי שיינים, וכן הניק רבינו משולם, וכן נויג מחשב בכל צופס, ושינו אסמין נגרשי ורבויסר ורבינו תם. It seems they did the way we do, that בהו שאין מייציין בי ספרי תוירס בכל השבוסס לקרוי בשניה ביום השבוס. Now, this is the question, why don't we just like by Yom Tov we have the besondere kriya lekovid the masafim, so why by Shabbos don't we do that? Biyom Shabbos, k'may she'osim by Yom Tov, nire lefi she'ein beparsha al shnei pesukim, ve'en k'ayrim b'teire parches megimul pesukim, ve'en lahasra beparsha shalamayla l'sayin beparsha shalamato. So that's what only to psukim bein lahaskel be parsha shalomayl. And Emerson, this is schwer. The Rishash is moir, and he brings a moltrei. Man, well, why is it not minyoni shel yoyim? The parsha shalomayl is the tumit. They were makim the tumit the Shabbos also, and just like Berish Chodesh, you learn the tumit and Yom Shabbos and the parsha chatshecha. So that the moltrei asks this on. And Taisvis. My Shvogim want to say Taisvis means as follows. Taisvis means that to be misnaken a kriya, the ikya kriya, not the shaila is how to get together, in koirin pochus megimu psukim. There's two problems over here. For example, by Rish Chodesh, you have a kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So you have a kriya, which is a geherige kriya of 5 psukim. Now you need, we need 10 psukim. So good, so for the Torah. In order to make a Kriya Satera, we need 10 psukim. So we add on the Yom HaShabbos and the Parsha Satomit. That isn't a problem. But over here, the whole Kriya of Shabbos is a 2 posuk niki Kriya. So to be misaken a Kriya for 2 psukim, that I mean it doesn't have a Shivas a Kriya, zira you can stick it in there another psukim. But it never would be misaken a Chathchila a Kriya. And the chayvus ayoyim, if the kriya mitzadat me only has 2 psukim. Vayde shleino, if he should soich lahafte b'chol Shabbos minyonei shal yoyim. The inyan of the haftayre is, you learn in the novi minyonei shal, b'kirinim b'shal Shabbos, if we would learn of yoyim a Shabbos, can ye soich lahafte b'desolik minyonei, so the haftayre would be what the haftayre is speaking about. Ba'ayinu b'Shabbos, we have to find an haftayre about minyonei Shabbos. Can you call haftayres minyonechot, so all the haftayres of the whole year would only be speaking about Shabbos. Why did Shlomo v'Yisraelim and Kerem b'Sefer Teirish sheini b'kobonis al-boishin sheboin l'chapori? You only lain a Sefer Teirah with kobonis if the kobonis al-boin l'chapori. The Pirish will come upeg ne'ir. Shekerem ben b'yontev v'mahani l'yisoki lo hikribum. It's equivalent keilu they were makrev the kabonis, the kriya b'teiris keilu makrev the kabonis. It's mechaper. So by the yom tovim there's a chatos. So we learn about it. It's mechaper. Avol kabonis shabbos ein boim lechaporem mishemochi ein koyim behem.